The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Conversaciones honestas sobre lo que sentimos, callamos, y estamos aprendiendo a soltar. Hi everybody, welcome back to my podcast. Today I have a very special guest with me. It's my fiance, and we're going to be talking about his life growing up as a first generation and the differences we both had in our childhood, because even though we both are children of immigrants, we had very different ways of growing up. And I think it's very important to see as many different perspectives as you can. First, I want to start off by giving you guys a little backstory about who he is. He is a 23-year-old man. He is a armed guard. He is attempting to be a police officer, which he will be very, very soon. He's applied to many, many departments. And he's a homeowner as well. And to me, the most determined and very successful man I've ever met. So I'm going to hand over the mic to him, and he is going to give us a little insight of how his life was like growing up in Richmond, California.
When I was a kid, I would spend most of my time with my friends. I would say that growing up there was not the best for a child. My parents were very strict, but sometimes we would sneak out like at 12 at night to go ride bikes with friends. I would say that it was, like I said, not the safest place around, but when you're a child, you don't have that perspective. You just have the perspective of having fun and not worrying about anything else. Obviously, now as an adult, I can see that it's not. Richmond deals with a lot of murders, and it's just not a safe spot overall.
All right. You guys, what's crazy is that I grew up like 10 minutes away from where he grew up, and they weren't, one is worse than the other for sure, but I just feel like that's so crazy. I never was sneaking out at 12 a.m. at like 10 years old to go ride bikes. So that's crazy. How bad of an area was it when you were growing up? Because I know that way before, it was a very dangerous city. But for you, when you were growing up, did you see really dark stuff? Or were you still kind of like in this like innocence, children-like mindset of like, you know, everything is okay, I'm okay, I'm safe?
So where I grew up on 3rd and Nevin. So really active areas were Nevin, Barrett, and Bissell. So to our right, we had the projects. I forgot the exact name of them. But to our right, we had the projects. To our left, we had something called the Jets, which is a low-income housing. And it was just overall not a safe area. I think the worst thing that I got to see was we were at night. It was my dad's birthday. His birthday's 4th of July, so it was kind of late. Like it was a lot of fireworks going on. So the street, you can see it clearly. The fireworks were going on. There was kids in the middle of the road, and you just see a little kid. You just see a car driving down the road, and a little kid got hit, and you would just seen his legs like go up in the air. I think another thing that I got to see is my dad would always, as soon as he got home for work, he would give me and my 4 siblings $1, and we would go to the store and spend it on candy. And we were going, same routine one day, and we were turning a right to get to the liquor store, and you just hear behind us gunshots, and then we didn't really, like, we knew what they were, but we thought it was like far away. So we get our candy and we're heading back home. We live like the store's at the back of the block behind us. So we're heading back home, And as soon as we turn the left, you just see a guy getting like CPR, and he's just like, they're trying to revive him. And dude ended up dying right there. But I think that's the worst that we got to see.
Wow. And what did your parents do for work, like, growing up?
My dad is back then, this was in 2014. He was and still is a tree climber. Now he has his own little business going on, so it's a little better. My mom has always had her own jumper supply business, and she actually makes really good money. But for whatever reason, I want to say even now, she's just attached to Richmond. That's like her, like, she loves it. We used to live in a really nice area in Hercules, and she just loves Richmond, so we had to come back. But yeah, my parents make decent amount of money for what they do.
As a kid, did you ever have any fears of, or any knowledge that your parents were immigrants and the meaning behind that?
Yes, I did, because my dad got deported like 2 times. So we kind of knew that he was a non-immigrant. My mom, I think when I was like 9 years old, she's been working on her visa. So we like knew that she had some kind of like, not, I don't think it's really the documentation, but she had something to back her up a little bit. But my dad had nothing, and he's actually working on it right now as well.
When your dad was deported, did that make you feel like you had, because you're the oldest, did that make you feel like you had to take care and like have so much responsibility over your siblings and your mom, since he wasn't around? I don't know how long he was gone for, but what took over you when your dad just was gone randomly?
I think maybe like take care of, like, I wanted to take over in the way of taking care of my siblings, but not really in the way to like make money, because I was like 14 the last time he got deported. But like I said, not necessarily the way to make money, but maybe help out my mom with her jumper business a little bit more, or help her out with taking care of the kids or cooking, cleaning, little stuff like that.
And did you ever feel pressure to succeed because of your family and, you know, your dad getting deported and, you know, your mom being an entrepreneur, your dad now having his own business with you, by the way? Like, did you ever feel, when you were younger, the pressure of like needing to be more for yourself or do more for yourself?
I think so. I think that I wanted to just kind of like prove that what my parents were going through was not just all a sacrifice that was not going to get rewarded. So, I mean, even to this day, I'm still kind of just, you know, do my best and succeed in whatever I'm trying to do.
How has your perspective on your parents or your identity changed as you've gotten older? Because, like, for me, as I've gotten older, I've seen, you know, all the different phases of my parents and just my parents and my auntie and, you know, with my whole family. And I feel like you kind of get like a different view of them, and it kind of makes you kind of like either change in a good or a bad way, I think. How has your perspective or identity changed in that sense, if it has?
As a young kid, I think that I used to like respect my parents, because I grew up in, like, if you didn't do something or you messed up doing something that you were not supposed to do, they would hit you with, you know, whatever. For me, it was a like piece of cable or a hanger. So it was like, okay, you know, I need to stay in line. So that's kind of how I viewed my parents as a young age. And now, obviously, they don't hit me, but I feel like I still have that respect of, you know, I better not do something out of pocket because I don't think it's trauma. I don't think I'm traumatized, but but I do think, like, I better not do something because if they really wanted to, they can hit me right now. But no, I think my parents right now are a lot cooler. I think they got softer with their kids, but, you know, that's them. That's whatever they got going on.
I think, yeah, I kind of agree with you in that aspect because when I was younger, my parents wouldn't reach for other things for sure, but they would definitely like hit me and, well, my dad at least. It was always either the belt or his hand, you know. Now that you are older and you have all of these new perspectives and you've experiences, what is something you would tell your younger self?
I would tell him to not want to grow up. When I was younger, I wanted to grow up so bad. And I just wanted to be older and be able to go out wherever I wanted, have a nice car, be able to do stuff that I couldn't do as a young kid. And now I wish I was a kid, not having to worry about rent, paying cars, paying insurance. So I think I would tell him to enjoy his younger self, and that everything, for example, like middle school, high school, stuff like that was not that serious. It was never that serious.
One more question before we end out this podcast. Now that you are 23 and you still have your whole life ahead of you, though, what does success look like to you?
I think very successful would be building a family with you. I think that would be very successful. That is my personal goal.
It's your personal goal?
Yeah. Oh, joining PD. I feel like that'd be like, I think that materials, like, for example, I really want a house and a ranch. I want Can-Ams. I want trucks. I want very expensive. No, trucks. I want trucks. I want a nice truck. I want a nice SUV. I want a nice sports car. I want a lot of land. Yeah, you know, like just having kids. Like running around in the porch, like four kids around in the porch, in a big land with horses, with chickens, donkeys. Yeah, I think I'll be like, okay.
Well, that is great. But don't worry, we're not going to have any kids until we're like 28, I guess. I just want to say thank you to my special guests for joining me on my very last podcast. It was amazing talking to you, and I hope that everyone listening got a new perspective on what a life of a child growing up in Richmond, California was like. And I really do hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and won't be seeing you in the next one anymore, but I hope you've gotten something out of it. And I just want to thank you so much for listening to me and my guests. And this was Entre Nosotras. Bye.